the pre-interview warm-up. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is a podcast about podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 37. I want you to imagine walking into a stranger's house. The moment you open the front door, before you even take your coat off, the host shoves a microphone in your face and says, "Tell me about your greatest failure in business." You would freeze. You would feel defensive, awkward, and totally unprepared. Yet this is exactly what thousands of podcasters do to their guests every single day. The guest clicks the Riverside or Zoom link, their webcam turns on, and the host immediately says, "All right, we are recording. Welcome to the show. Let's dive right into the first question." This is called a cold start, and it is the fastest way to ruin an interview. When a guest joins your call, they are experiencing performance anxiety. Even if they are a CEO or a best-selling author, they are nervous. They don't know your personality yet. They don't know if your show is serious or comedic. They are highly guarded because they are afraid of saying something stupid on the internet. If you ask them a deep question while they are in that guarded state, you will get a corporate, rehearsed, PR-approved answer. It will be boring. If you want the real, vulnerable, human conversation, you have to implement the green room strategy. In live television, guests do not just walk off the street and sit on the couch with Jimmy Fallon. They wait in a green room. They get a coffee, they chat with the producers, they relax, and they get comfortable with the environment before the cameras ever turn on. You need to create a virtual green room for your podcast. When you book a guest for a 45-minute interview, you should block out 60 minutes on the calendar, and you must dedicate the first 10 minutes of that call entirely to small talk. Do not hit record. When they join the call, smile, welcome them, and start talking about something completely unrelated to the topic of your podcast. Ask them about their background in their Zoom frame. Talk about the weather in their city. Mention a mutual connection. Your goal in these first 10 minutes is to establish that you are two peers hanging out at a coffee shop. You are humanizing the interaction. Once they are laughing and their shoulders physically drop, you need to deliver the magic phrase. Right before you are ready to start the interview, look at the camera and say this exact sentence. "Hey, just so you know, this show is pre-recorded, not live. If your dog barks, if the Amazon delivery guy rings the doorbell, or if you just lose your train of thought, don't panic. Just pause, take a breath, and say it again. I am going to edit this audio heavily, and my only job today is to make you sound brilliant." I cannot overstate how powerful that phrase is. When you tell a guest that they are allowed to make mistakes, you remove the safety net. You give them psychological safety. They stop filtering their thoughts. They stop speaking in bullet points. They start telling real stories because they know you have their back. Once you establish that trust, you casually say, "All right, I'm going to hit record now. I'll do a brief countdown, read the intro, and then throw the first question to you." The difference in audio quality between a cold start and a green room start is night and day. Stop treating your guests like content dispensers. Treat them like humans first. Warm up the room, and the interview will flow effortlessly. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about dynamic ad insertion and how to future-proof your audio catalog. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.